That was fantastic, wasn't it? Did you enjoy it? What a great drama. Thank you, Alison and you guys. Brilliant. People do incredible things for love. Had you noticed that? Maybe just for a moment, just stop and think. What was the last thing that you were really impressed by? Somebody that did something for love. I'm going to give you a couple of examples whilst you're thinking. Here's some that I discovered this week. There was a NASA intern called Thad Roberts. He stole, you shouldn't steal stuff, but he stole some moon rocks because he was so in love with his fellow intern at NASA, worth $21 million. For this girl that he loved called Tiffany. And when asked about his reasons, he said, "I wanted her to know I cared about her that much that I would steal the moon rocks from NASA." You shouldn't steal stuff, but that is quite cool, isn't it? If you're going to steal anything. What about this? Alexei, can you hear me all right? Is that okay? Yeah? Kind of, or shall I use a normal? Let me grab a normal microphone, Malcolm. Is that okay? Have we got a normal microphone somewhere? Fantastic. I'm not so keen on looking like Britney Spears anyway, so we'll, that's better, isn't it? How about this guy, Alexei Byakov, okay? This guy, a Russian guy, he hired a team. Rich, would you come and sort me out while I'm, that'd be great. He hired a team of filmmakers, can you believe this? And what he hired them to do was to make a film of him staging his death. It's a bit grim in it for Christmas, but that's what he did. He loved his girlfriend so much, they staged his death. Let me read this to you. This is the lucky lady. She says this, Irina says, "We'd arranged to meet at a certain place, but when I arrived there, there were mangled cars everywhere, ambulances, smoke, and carnage. When I saw Alexei lying on the road, I just broke down in tears. Then Alexei sprang into action and asked me to marry him." Can you believe she said yes? Don't do that, guys. Anybody that's thinking about proposing, that is not the way to do it. Often described as one of the wonders of the world, the 17th century Taj Mahal, take a look at that, was built by an emperor for his beloved wife, who he loved so much. That is setting the bar really, really high, isn't it? Even Tim Martin canned carving an anniversary ring for his wife. I think the Taj Mahal beats that, Tim Martin, just saying. There's something there to be said for the Taj Mahal. Now, those are all quite extreme. I've got a few less extreme gifts to give away this morning. Out of love for some of you in the room. Now, I'm hoping I'm not going to disappoint the rest of you because I've only got three gifts. But let me give these away. Okay, what we got? First of all, where's Johnny Horswell? Our amazing drummer, or one of our amazing drummers. Johnny, come out here. This is a gift for Johnny. You can show people what you got, Johnny. Are you just stuck in there for the rest of the morning? Or until the new year, maybe? Shall I tell you what I love about Johnny? I love how Johnny is humble, and he's kind, and he's quiet. There you go, you can just show people what you got. I think it might come up on the screen as well. Set of drumsticks. But you know what I love about Johnny? I love that underneath this kind of calm, quiet, humble exterior is a passion for God and for people and his family. Sorry to embarrass you, Johnny. But I love that about this bloke. I absolutely love it. And these drumsticks, they're just a small kind of token of saying, mate, I love how you do that life. Underneath it all, when we watch you drum, we see your passion for God and for the people of God. So thank you, Johnny. It's a gift for Johnny. I've got another gift here. Where is Joel Munro? Joel, are you around? Do you know what I love about Joel? Come up here, Joel. I love that Joel is brave and unselfish. I'm going to say those two words again because you might be thinking, just what is my present? Show me my present, which is fair enough. But he is brave and unselfish. Last year when your brother Ian, where are you? Ian, you are right there, who we also love very, very much. When Ian was poorly and went to hospital, do you know what Joel said? The first thing he said to me, he didn't say, what about me? What's going to happen to me? What's going to go on? Where am I going to get my tea from? He said, how's Ian? And that is actually a really brave and unselfish thing to say. So take a look, see what you got. We're going to see it on the screen as well. This is something that I know Joel likes. This is Beyblades. Anybody heard of Beyblades? Most of you are just not trendy enough. Some of you are proper cool and trendy. All right, so we'll be able to play with those later on. There's a couple in there. Give Joel a round of applause. We love you, Joel.
You can take it. It's fine. Joel, I love you way more than the gift, but it's a small token to say that I really love you. Third and final person is Judith Parr. Okay, Judith, you want to come up? Got a gift for Judith. Now, Judith, one of the reasons I love Judith, there's lots of reasons I love Judith. One of the reasons I love Judith is she throws herself into everything. 100%. There's no holding back. She is a passionate woman. Would you like to see some evidence? Okay, I'll give her the gift after you've seen the evidence. At House Group on Thursday night, we played a game where you had to bend over. I can't quite remember the name of the game, but you had to bend over and pick up this bit of paper on the floor that was impossible for mere mortals like you and I, but not Judith Parr. She would not give up until she'd done it. This is one of her attempts that we thought you'd enjoy watching. She actually face-planted straight onto our floor. So, Judith, a small gift for you, which is an ice pack for your bruised face. There you go. Give Judith a round of applause. We do love you. We really love you. Joking aside, I don't know about you, those of you that know this lady, Judith, you would love that she gives 100%. She wants things to be done well. She's a passionate woman of God. There's a verse that grabbed me this week. You might be thinking, what has this got to do with the Christmas story? There's a verse that grabbed me this week, and it's this. And it grabbed me because it asks a question that, as we think about this love that we experience this Christmas, it's the best question I think we could ask. What shall I give to the Lord for all his goodness to me? Would you just read that with me? You ready? 1, 2, 3. What shall I give to the Lord for all his goodness to me? Some of you know the songwriter, Matt Redman. He wrote in 1995, Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so great a friend, to so loving a king? Now we know, don't we, that there's nothing that we can give God to repay him for this gift of Jesus. But actually, when you love somebody, it's the most normal, natural thing in the world to want to give them something back, to love them back. Not because we have to, but because we want to. Like the owls in the drama. Do any of the children here, do you remember what gifts that the owls bought for Jesus? Anybody remember? Any hands up? Yeah, give me one. Some feathers to go in the pillow. Yeah. A dead mouse. Who would like that for Christmas? Probably just an owl. Yeah, a dead mouse. What else? What was the other gift that one of the owls bought? Yeah. A bunch of grapes, a vine with some grapes on it. What about us? What shall I give to the Lord for all his goodness to me? We've got 3 days left, right, until Christmas. Is that right? Did I get my maths right? I think so. 3 days left until Christmas. And I'm sure some of you, you've already given a lot of thought to what you're going to get Uncle Frank. Have you all got an Uncle Frank? No? Okay, some of you. Yeah, actually, somebody has got an Uncle Frank. Or the equivalent, most of you have scratched your head thinking, what can I get for somebody that I love? Here's the question that I want to ask you this morning. What could you give Jesus as a way of showing your love for the love that he's given to you? I want you to think about that for a second. Got a couple of ideas. Then I'm going to ask you just to pause. Now, you may have noticed on your chair when you came in that there was a little bow. And this is going to be a reminder. Okay, I'll explain a little bit more. But just grab hold of your bow so that I know that you've got one. Here's some ideas. Things that you could, if you wanted to, this Christmas, in the next 3 days, you could make a commitment and say, you know what? I want to show Jesus that I love him back. Couple of examples. You could go for a walk. Who likes going for walks? We sometimes go for a walk on Christmas Eve. Where do we go, Liz? It's like, all I remember is it's agony climbing up this thing with water. Where's my Liz gone? Where's Liz? She's there. Where do we go? Eber Gorge. Has anybody been to Eber Gorge? Okay, well, I tend to go there with Liz and my girls and some mates, that kind of thing. What about if you were to go for a walk with Jesus, just the two of you? However far you like to walk, and just to chat to him, just to talk to him, say, this is what's happening in my life. Lord, what do you see? What do you think? Do you think Jesus would love it if you went for a walk with him? I reckon he would. I reckon he'd absolutely love it. Maybe some of you younger ones or some of you older ones, I'm not sure if Frederick is here this morning, but you could do a picture, a bit of artwork. Who did this bit of artwork? Right, just stand up on your chair so we can give a thank you to you guys. This is their gift to Jesus. All right, this is what they made last night as a special gift
to Jesus. Don't you think that's fantastic? Give him a round of applause for that. Thank you, girls. Joy, love, kind, peace, faith. Absolutely amazing. Things that Jesus is to them. What else could you give to Jesus? You could buy a big issue. You think, hold on a sec, is that really giving a gift to Jesus? Well, it is actually. Matthew 25, what does it say? It says that what you did for one of the least of these, you did it for me. So maybe this week, if you see somebody selling a big issue, rather than walking past, who's ever done that thing where you walk past and say, oh, I've already got one? Some of you have. But actually, what about buying one and stopping and chatting to that person? What do you think? What could you do? Here's one of the biggest things that you could do. If you're here this morning and you've never said to God, God, I want to trust you with the whole of my life. I might come along at Christmas, I might go along at Easter, maybe to weddings or funerals. But you've never said to God, you made me, you loved me, you came to earth, this incredible gift. You lived a perfect life. You died on the cross for me. And so you know what? Today I want to choose to trust you. Wow. What an amazing gift that would be back to God. You can decide. Matt Redman decided, I will offer up my life. That was the title of that song that I mentioned earlier. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to give you 30 seconds of quiet, which isn't going to be awkward because everyone's going to be quiet for the same 30 seconds. As quiet as you can be. Don't worry if there's some noise or not. That's absolutely fine. But just 30 seconds where I want you to be thinking, what could you give back to God in the next 3 days between now and Christmas Day as a way of saying, God, I want to thank you for your love to me. Are you ready for 30 seconds? And see what comes to mind, all right? Be creative. Be creative. Think about it. This God that has loved you so much. 30 seconds starting now, then I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, it's such a busy time of year. And it's a weird thing, but it's the kind of time of year where in some ways we could forget you the most. Because there's loads of stuff going on. But we just pray now, God, that in the next 3 days before Christmas Day, we would be able to give back to you, whether that's going for a walk with you, a conversation, maybe doing something practical for somebody else. Whatever it may be, things that you've just popped into our minds this morning. And we just pray now, we say, God, we want to give back to you as a sign of our love to you, not because we have to, but because we want to. We say thank you for the gift of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask you just to take out your bow. You got your bow? Just wave it at me. This will just make me feel better that you've all got one. That's fantastic. Okay, just hold it up. If you thought of something that you can do in the next 3 days, keep your hand up, otherwise put your hands down. Okay, all of you, just turn to somebody, if you're willing to, and tell them what you thought you're going to do. All right, tell them what you're going to do in the next 3 days as a way of showing just a gift to God. Just tell somebody, and then I'm going to hand back to Jenny. Okay, final instruction. Peel off the bit on the back and stick your bow somewhere on yourself. And you can be as creative as you like. Forehead or on your backside or on your foot or whatever you think. Stick it on yourself. Then when you get home, stick it somewhere where you're going to remember it tomorrow morning. Could be on the fridge, could be on the back of your iPad, could be on the bonnet of your car so that when you wake up and go out to the car, you'll see it there. Okay, great. Going to hand back to Jenny. No, to the band. Yeah, that's where I was pointing. Thanks, Scott.